Hello, this podcast episode is called How to Have More at the End of the Month. And it's a follow-on from my last one, Money, Money, Money. One of my listeners wanted actual tips on how to make sure that they had more money at the end of the month. I hope you enjoy it. Hi, lovelies. I'm Lisa Pearson, the Money Whisperer. Welcome to my Problem Corner, where listeners send in their relationship, health and fitness, or business problems, and I give them advice. Sit back, have a cup of tea, and I hope you enjoy my podcast and that their questions help you too. So, is it possible to actually make sure that by the end of the month, the end of this month, that you have spent less, made more, and that you actually have more money left over at the end? That was the question that one of my listeners from last week sent me. And I thought that is actually a really reasonable question. So yes, I want to give you 10 tips that will actually make sure that you have got more money left at the end of the month. So the first tip is really simple. I want you to download my free Money Booster ebook. The free Money Booster ebook is there specifically to help you with this. It's got everything you need. So firstly, it would help you to change your attitude to money. There's a meditation to use every day for 21 days. This is because if you're not feeling okay, if you're not feeling clear, if you're really stressed, you're just not going to be able to make different decisions. You're not going to be able to bring in more money. You're not even going to see the opportunities. Then it's also got a tracker, because it's important that we track. What we track grows. Okay. And often when we're very stressed, we'll actually miss the changes and miss the things that are actually going the right way. And then it just carries on in that kind of cycle. Then there's lots of information on how to create a budget, on how to actually bring more money in more quickly, how to create my magic budget pots, which is really, really important, and how to, if you've got a small business, how to bring in more clients more quickly, and how to change your thinking about money as well. You might have some beliefs that are getting in the way. So that is step one, is to download my Money Booster. Very, very simple. You just go to my website, mummywhisperer.com, and you look under free, and there it is, Money Booster. Easy peasy. Okay, so that's step one. Step two is budget. You're going to need to create a budget. So if you've got no Money Booster, that will give you some really good ideas on how to do this. So you need to be able to create a budget. And I really recommend that you create my magic budget pots as well for the family. It reduces stress, it reduces arguments, it reduces loads and loads of problems, it brings back the intimacy in the family, stops everybody from having like these, there's always lots of myths about who is and isn't spending more money. This gives complete clarity. And then every month you analyze where the money was spent. This is not about beating you up for what you spent. It's just about clearly looking and going, okay, we spent money on this, you spent money on that. What did we spend it on? That's all. That's step two. Okay, so that might take you a little while, but it is so worth it. Step three is you actually need to get some real clarity on how much extra you want or need to make or save per month. Because ideally, yes, perhaps you would love £5,000 more a month. Yeah, I understand that. But actually, what would make a difference? Yeah, what would actually really, really make a difference to you to have left over at the end of every month? Okay. And then what I want you to do is you take that amount and you think, okay, well, how much is that every day or every week? How much more do I need to make? How much more do I need to save? Because it's much more achievable when you look at it from that perspective. Yeah. So for instance, a month is generally 4.3 weeks. Okay. So if you needed to make £100 more, you divide it by 4.3. If if you just divide it by four, because I haven't got a calculator on me, you divide it by four, it's 25 quid extra a week. All right, that would give you £100 more. £100 is a sizable amount of money. So you would look and you go, right, all I need, therefore, is to save or make £25 a week. Okay, and then you just break it down. From there, therefore, if you were only doing it 5 days a week and you were looking at earning more, you'd just be earning £5 more a day. Yeah, much more achievable, right? And all of this has got to feel much more achievable for you to be able to do it. Right, so that was number three. Then we got number four. So you've got your budget, and I want you to look back at what you've been spending your money on. And are you getting value for money on it? Especially your very big spends. Is it giving you what you want? Are you spending loads on food but really not enjoying it? Are you spending loads on coffees or going out or seeing friends or technicals? What's your big downfall? Is it Amazon? Is it iTunes? Where is it? Are you getting value for money? Did you blow all your money on a pair of shoes and then just wish you hadn't because there was a shed load of other things you then couldn't afford? Yeah? So that is the next step. Then what I want you to do, this might seem counterintuitive because you're wanting more money left over at the end of the month, but I want you to create a wish list of all of the things that you would love to buy. And you never buy anything until you've put it on the wish list and then compared the amount of value, compared how much it is, and compared the amount of value you're going to get from it. A tip for you, which doesn't help you in a month, but never spend on anything that's going to take you more than a season to pay off. Right? If it's going to take you more than 3 months to pay it off, don't buy it. Hardly anything will continue to give you benefit 3 months down the road. Just won't. So that's your wish list. This will help you to really get into the habit of comparing value, looking at something and going, okay, so it's only £3 or £5, but actually I'd prefer to spend money on better food, or I prefer to spend money on some knickers. I've got rubbish pants and they've all got holes in them, or I'd like to change my socks. See what I mean? It makes you make more sensible choices. You'll feel like you've got more at the end of the month, let alone actually having more. Okay? Right. Then I want you to have a look at everything that you're spending on a monthly basis and remove and reduce what's unnecessary. Okay, we live in a society that thinks that it's really necessary to have all sorts of stuff that it really isn't. There is loads of free stuff everywhere. There's free podcasts to listen to. There's free YouTube to watch. There's free view television. You don't need to be spending money on half of the subscriptions, TV, music, and all the rest of it that you're spending on. Okay, so just for a while, cut them all out. If, like me, you've been an addict to learning new stuff, which I totally am, I admit it completely, then look at how many coaching or educational programs you're in and cut them drastically. You know, the reason I know this, if you listen to my last podcast, Money, 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 you'll know that I had some serious problems. And so I've done all of this. I cut everything. I cut the programs I was in that were just 20 quid. I cut the ones that were £600, some of them, and they were frankly not giving me £600 worth of value. This was a really important exercise. I did stay in one program because I knew it was going to be important for me. It was affordable and it was giving me everything I needed, and I needed a mastermind group, but I cut everything else. The other thing was coffee. Coffee was one of the members of family, big thing. Coffee shops, takeaways. We don't spend loads on clothes, but maybe you do. Maybe it's time to shop more sensibly, check in the charity shops for a while, or try not to. Try to be more eco-friendly. See if you can go a month without spending. Always a good idea to be more eco-friendly. So that was, I think that was point six, isn't it? Yes, because I've got the numbers wrong here. Now we're going to have a look at what you can do to get more money in. Okay, I want you to think about how can you make more money. I'm not talking about your soul-led passion. I'm not talking about your business. I'm talking about just getting cash. I'm talking about what are others not willing to do that you're capable of doing. What skills do you have that you don't have? What abilities do you have? Is it just purely a willingness to do stuff? So you could go to all your friends and say, look, for the next couple of months, I just really need to bring in a bit of extra cash. Is there something I could do that could help you? I could do some cleaning, odd jobs, shopping for your old age pensioners, setting up something in the house that really needs doing. Maybe you're you know a bit about bookkeeping, so you could offer that out to somebody who's got, you know, their accounts to do. Maybe you're very good technically. You could look after someone's IT. You could train somebody perhaps in how to use spreadsheets. Could you do a bit of gardening? You know, my son went out and he did plant watering one summer. Maybe you could do some decorating. I'm not saying, you know, take the business away from a decorator, but I'm saying perhaps you could offer a cheap service, just a quick paint of a wall, something like that. Who needs some odd jobs done, basically? Are you good at putting up shelves? Are you good at putting flat pack together, you know? Maybe you've got some assets. Maybe you've got a really good camera or a really good video camera. What could you do? Could you do some photographs of people? Maybe somebody's starting up a new business. They can't afford a really good headshot. They know they need one eventually, but you could at least take a good photo for them. You know, get them started. You know, if your kids want to earn some money, instead of them getting pocket money, maybe they can go out, they can go car cleaning. Like I said, they could do bits of gardening, bits of odd jobs. Perhaps you could do some building work. Perhaps you're really good at upcycling old furniture. Perhaps you can go on all of those free Facebook groups. Be honest about it. Say, you know, I'm here to upcycle stuff. Who's got something that I can cover, paint, fix? Maybe you're good at fixing old electricals. Perhaps you can trawl through things. Maybe in some of those Facebook groups, there are people who just want someone to take all the stuff and you're happy to take it and then take it to a car boot sale and sell it. You know, if you really want to make money, I can't tell you how many people I've sat down with who said they really, really, really wanted to bring more money in. And I went through everything they were capable of doing and they just didn't do it. They didn't want it enough. So if you have these abilities and you want the money just for a couple of months, go out and do it. Yeah, I 100% believe that you should follow your passion and do things that are 100% yes. But if this is going to get you to where you need to get to, then go do it. Right then, next one is, could you sell something? Right, I went to a jeweler's. I sold loads of my jewellery, loads of my mother's jewellery. Look, the reality is if I didn't, probably the irony would be I'd get burgled or something and lose it. Loads of it, there was nothing that I could actually do on a day-to-day basis with it. I sold loads. You can sell old silver, you can sell old gold, you know, people are buying these things. You can go on Facebook groups, you can sell old technical things. You can go, if you need something technical, then you can trawl through your house, get all the old mobile phones and old bits and bobs. Sell them to a company like CEX or something like that, get vouchers, and then you can still buy things. Yeah. You can even do things like selling your car for some extra cash and then leasing, especially if you have a small business. Gather, you could sell your car to get some cash and then lease your car. It gives you stability. Yeah, these things can all help. I know of a very famous coach who got into huge trouble very suddenly. Lost whole business, knew that there was nothing she could do, knew there was no way they could stay where they were. They put their whole contents of the house up for sale. They made the papers. It was huge. The people just coming around buying everything, moved into a caravan. I'm not suggesting that you do it, but do you see what I mean? There are ways and means of doing things. My next tip is, I call it the use it up month. Okay, use it up month is where you go through your cupboards. If you're anything like me, you've got spare packets of pasta, spare rice, probably a whole pile of tins, probably a little bit too much shampoo and conditioner because you've tried a few bits and bobs. You might have some extra bubble baths here and there, so on. So use it up month means you're going to use up your everything in your freezer, everything in your cupboards, everything in your bathroom cupboards. Don't go buying clothes, you know, use everything up that you've got. It can save you a fortune. It's particularly good just before Christmas and just before birthdays and so on for the kids. Right then, two more tips. So the next one is number 9. If you've got debt, then you're going to want to consolidate it and you need to get some advice. There is a lot of advice out there. You've got Citizens Advice Bureau, you've got National Debt Line, you've got Business Debt Line, you've got Money Saving Expert. These are brilliant things. There is lots. I know that probably some of you have quite serious problems with tax credits and all those complications. And I know this takes time, you know, phoning some of these. Some of them have chat options as well, so that you can chat them instead. There's also people that give advice about houses if you're at risk of losing your house and so on, so shelter, people like that. But there is lots and lots of advice, and I really recommend that if you can consolidate your debts in any way, shape or form and reduce the interest rates, that you do that. So definitely look at Money Saving Expert. And then the next option is to earn a little bit of side money. Now, I do talk in my money booster about getting another job. And, you know, that can be tricky because it can be tricky to fit around the kids and so on. But I know plenty of people who do, who work in Sainsbury's stacking shelves, you know, overnight, or go and do a caring job, because that's easiest when it comes to juggling childcare between two parents and trying to earn some consistent money, you know. But there is another one. It's a slightly risque version. It's network marketing. Oh, I know. This would only be suitable for some of you. Okay, I have personally been badly stung by network marketing. So I had a really bad experience and I said I was never going back to it. However, I have gone back to it. And so I thought if this was something you might be interested in, I thought I would give you my criteria for how I chose what to do, because I wasn't really looking for it, but an opportunity came up. Right. Firstly, don't go into a Facebook group and say, I'm looking to make some extra money. All you network marketers, what's your idea? Because, oh my God, they'll be all over you. I mean, you can if you want, probably about 5,000 messages, but I wouldn't recommend it. I really wouldn't. Think about what you're passionate about. There is network marketing for just about everything now. You know, travel companies, skincare, candles. Oh, there's just so much. You know, of course, there's even energy bills. Even energy bills, you know, that's one of them. There's loads of things. Only do one that you're really, really passionate about. Okay. So yes, for me, it was CBD oil. I happened to need to change. I happened to spend 3 months researching it and I happened to find an amazing company. It seemed daft not to. Yeah. It's something I'm very passionate about. I just thought, well, at least I will get a really good discount. And at least, you know, as I automatically recommend it anyway, I'll start to be able to pay for my own CBD usage and my family's CBD usage and so on. So seemed like a good idea, which it certainly has done. Now, but that's because I'm very passionate about it and I know a lot about it. Yeah. When you do pick a company, you see that people talk about what's the difference about pyramid schemes. There are pyramid schemes out there. So how do you know that it's not a pyramid scheme? Well, go along to one of their events. Take your time. So this is maybe not by the end of the month, but it's certainly, you know, you could have something sorted. Take your time, go to one of their events or go to one of their business calls. See if they spend more time talking about building a team than they do about the product. Because actually, if it's a direct sales company, if it's a network marketing company, you should be able to make a decent enough amount of money from just being able to sell the products. I think on average, somebody told me that on average, people make about £300 extra a month if they're in network marketing. So that is just people just selling some products, you know. I mean, goodness, Avon is one of the most well-known ones, isn't it? That's been around for just like millennia and doing incredibly well. So just make sure that they focus more about the product than team building. It's fine that they talk about team building, because if you're going to actually do it more than like an hour a week, then you might want to build a team. But, you know, now the next thing is to make sure it's not a pyramid scheme. You have to make sure that there's a limit on the levels. You want no fat cats at the top, right? So that, for instance, the company I'm with, they you earn less as it kind of goes down, and it only goes to 8 levels. So, you know, if there was more people, then so if it was a much bigger pyramid, as you could see, you're not going to, people who are 16 levels up aren't going to be still earning from it. Yeah, it's not big fat cats at the top. And there's also, with the one I'm in, they've got this really clever thing so that the people lower down can actually be earning more than the people above. That's really, really important. I'd also say make sure it's a really simple compensation plan, because some of them are so complicated, you're not even going to be able to work out what you would be getting. Check what their compliance rules. One of the reasons that, there's two reasons why I got into trouble. One was their compliance rules. So the company I was around had targeted beauty salons. So the UK version of them are targeted beauty salons. However, the American version had rules that made that completely unviable. And it was awful. I'm talking American lawyers phoning me, talking about my appointment-based business. Oh, I do dislike them intensely, I have to say. So check their rules. You know, the company I'm with has very strict rules because it's CBD, unbelievably strict. And I like that. But do check their rules. Right. And then make sure they're honest. You see, these people, they weren't very honest. They kept saying it was natural. It wasn't natural at all. It had loads of chemicals in it. I often get approached by people nowadays saying that their stuff is all natural. One is nearly natural, but it has some stuff in the makeup. So if somebody comes and says to you, our products are really natural. Look, I mean, I owned a salon. It is very difficult to be, you know, all things to all men. It's very difficult to be like vegan and organic and chemical free and everything else. You could be as natural as possible and have some chemicals in there. Yeah, but then they won't have been able to formulate the products in any way. So be very careful about what they're claiming. Take your time, right? Don't get rushed into it. And make sure, I would personally go for UK based. It makes delivery much, much quicker. It means that you've got contact with people. You know, I would just go for UK based. And the other thing is, I would look at the startup cost. So, because what we're looking at here is you being able to have more money left over at the end of the month. If you're going to end up spending loads of money, you know, more than £100 on actually starting up, well, that's pants, isn't it? Because you're actually ending up with less in all of these things. You know, if you're going to get help from anybody, if you're going to get help from a coach or network marketing, you know, they should all commit to making sure that you actually get more value from them than you spend. Okay. And more money value. That's what we're talking about. More money value. Yeah. So these people that tell you, oh, you know, you need to speculate, you know, in order to, what's that? Oh, I can't remember what it was again. Speculate in order to accumulate. Yeah, rubbish. Absolute rubbish. I have spent thousands, tens of thousands, twenties of thousands, loads and loads of money on my personal development, my training, and all the rest of it. And I can tell you, I don't regret any of it. I love a bit of training. I love it. Love learning stuff. But in terms of how much money I earned from it, rubbish. So if you are a small business, so going off, that's my 10 top tips. Okay, so just to remind you, I was saying download my money booster, create a budget, get clarity on how much extra you want to save or make a month, check that you're getting value for money on what you spend, create a wish list, remove and reduce unnecessary things. Think about what can you do, that what you're willing to do to make more money for the short term. What can you sell? Have a use it up month. Consolidate your debts because they'll be cheaper that way. Get advice. And then, you know, think about some side money. So in the Money Booster, I talk about other ways of making some side money. But I've given you some tips on network marketing. So I just want to talk to you about any of you who have got small businesses. My advice on, I know you need help, but, you know, then help costs, doesn't it? So, no, it doesn't really. No, there is shed loads of free stuff out there. So before you ever sign up with a coach, you always get their free stuff. Whether it's a free ebook or a free challenge, make sure that they really suit you in the way that they work and the way that they go about it. So, for instance, my Money Booster, I would expect you to download that, and I would expect you to be in a better financial situation within 21 days and a much better financial situation within a couple of months. That's the idea of it. The idea is that you're in a better place so that you can afford my other things if you decide you liked me and liked the way I worked. So then you've got the Business Booster. Well, that's only £19.99 because, you know, you might therefore have gone from a place where you were breaking even, but you need to make some money in order to be able to get more support. So that's why the Business Booster has a webinar on the four things that a successful business needs. It's got a health check, so you can look and work out, you know, what you need to change and make a 3-month plan. It's got some really key kind of important things like goal setting, creating your USP, creating your elevator pitch. If you're a coach, deciding whether it's going to be online or face-to-face, that's really key. And then it's got so it runs about 3 to 4 times every year. You just pay once and you're in for good. But so every time it runs, you'll get a week full of, a pack full of energy, real boost full of energy to make progress in that week. And you've got the Business Clinic where you can ask me any questions that you have. So the whole point to that is to get you into a much more viable place where you're actually making a profit or breaking even, you know, making progress. And from there, I've got my Let's Get Started program. So Let's Get Started is meant to take people from 0 up to 5 grand. Why 5 grand? Well, because from 5 grand, you're going to start to be paying other people. You're going to be starting. It's different. When the business gets to be bigger than 5 grand, it needs something slightly different. But to get there is so much to learn: sales, marketing, customer services, finances, strategy, goal setting, USPs, you know, technical stuff, so much technical stuff, personal development as well. All of that is needed to get you from 0 up to wherever it is you need to be, 2, 3, 4, 5 grand, whatever it is. You're also going to need support because it's a lonely old job sometimes running your own business. You're also going to need accountability, but I'm talking serious accountability. I'm not talking a Facebook post at the beginning of the week where you say what you're going to do and then you don't do it, and at the end of the week you say you did something else and nobody notices. I'm talking some serious accountability, and also as you work through the workbooks, some serious accountability to make sure you've actually worked through it, learnt it, and you're actually progressing in the business. I'll be monitoring where you are and what you're doing and really helping you to make progress. And then we have the Business Connect, which at the moment every fortnight, but as more people join, it will actually probably end up being every week. And this is your chance to ask me face to face any questions that you've got. You've always got access to me, obviously, but it's a face to face option for a long question and answer process. So that is at the moment only £99, and it's not going to go above £199 because I firmly believe that you shouldn't be spending more than 5 to 10% of your revenue on your training or personal development. So, you know, I'm putting my money where my mouth is and creating a program that will get you up to that point for a price which is reasonable to be spending. I don't want you spending £500 in order to get to that level, right? That's not right. So I'm not saying you have to sign up with me, but I'm saying think about how much you're spending. If you are in a small business, you could be ending up increasing the amount of pressure on yourself. You know, and there's a lot to learn. eventually you will need to bring in experts. You will eventually, you know, if your business really grows, you're going to want to bring in all sorts of things, virtual assistants, marketing specialists, you know, especially for Facebook ads, if that's your thing, all sorts of people. But initially, I can get you going on everything, and you don't have to spend out and fork out on all of those things. So that's what the program can do for you. So I hope that that means you're at least going to download my money booster. Go to mummywhisperer.com and you'll see the money booster is there under the free menu. And please do share if you've got any friends who are struggling financially. Please do share and send them my way. And let's help everybody just get to a much healthier state. My ultimate goal is I want to help 5,000 small business owner mums earn $5,000 a month, because that would be huge. The change in the economy and our kind of heartfelt power that we would have at that point, 25 million a month we'd be making, that would be just incredible. And for every woman earning 5,000 a month from my help, there would be even more earning 4 or 3 or 2 or 1 grand a month. All of those women would also have been helped. So that's my big mission, is to really empower small business owner mums. You know, all of us working around the kitchen table, we can do so much better together, basically. So I hope you enjoyed that. Please do subscribe to my podcast and I'll talk to you again next week. Bye-bye. Thank you for listening to my podcast. If you'd like to send me your own question, then please go to mummywhisperer.com to the podcast page and you'll be able to send it to me through there. You'll also find links to my books and my blog there and loads of freebies. And there's information about working with me one-to-one or my group online business program, and also about CBD oil. Come and say hi on Instagram or Facebook. I do free healing every Monday. And there's also my Facebook community, hashtag Mummy Whisperer Tips. Remember, we all deserve to be happy, healthy, and wealthy. Take care of yourself. Bye-bye.